Good day. We, you know, usually today we go right from walkthrough right into practice, and that's what we did today. So it just feels different as far as offensively. Again, a little bit different style, but another good day that we stacked up. And I think it was good direction. Our players felt it, and so we'll just see.
Not to make too much of it, but a couple of days with Blake after working with the, are you seeing anything mechanically that you like?
I thought he's had two really, really good days. Really good days.
Go ahead.
What do you see from him specifically? Is the ball? Is he? I mean, does it? Does the lineup still look a little different? I mean, does it?
I just think that I think sometimes things like this that come in, and it's like a refresher. You know, you just tighten some things up, and I think it's a clearer picture where you're at, and you know, it's another perspective of somebody that he trusts, and so. He's just in a better place. And I think there's a combination of things. Scheme, understanding, there's a lot of things that go into it. Is it something that, look at this. It's, a night and day difference. Well, I think he's just improved. Let's just put it that way.
Is Audric's injury slower to come back than you guys had hoped, or where is he with his recovery?
We'll see. Now, that one I need to see how he's responded to treatment. So we'll have a better idea for that one on tomorrow, or I will tonight.
Are you seeing any difference with the receivers as far as how practice is going with Nate? Anything that stands out, any difference?
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, they're running routes and catching the ball, so.
How have you seen Nate's relationship with Blake change, if at all, in any way? I mean, it has to change a little bit as the offensive coordinator.
I think they just talk more on the field. I think that, Nate was in the background and his time with Blake was more in the meeting room off the field. Now you're seeing it more vocal on the field.
Did Miles Jack practice?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's feeling better?
Yeah. Yeah, he just had the flu.
Right, okay.
How do you deal with the Travis Kelce matchup?
Well, it's tough. There's a couple of things. You look and you play man-to-man coverage, you play zone coverage and have great awareness where he is, and you try to mix some things up, give him some, but he's a great player. So I think you just have to change it up and understand where he is and position and where they position him. But he's going to have his catches. But I think it's just, more matchups than anything else and then have great awareness where he is in the zone coverages.
Is their offense different with Foles as opposed to Smith? Maybe go down the field more with Foles? I mean, it's not.
We probably look at and see some subtle differences. I don't know how much you would see, if you look at just off of TV or, things like that. So I think they'll move some things according to his strengths, but overall they have their package. And, all 10 guys know the package. So, and he knows it as well. So I'm sure they'll keep somewhat familiarity with that.
What Julius was full, what had he look?
He did good. He did good. I his number of plays, I'm not sure how many plays he got, but the plays he was in, he looked pretty good.
So that ankle and Beecham's knee is just going to be stuff you have to monitor.
Just monitor, yeah. Again, I think we'll have a better idea tomorrow. But they both look pretty decent today.
Is this that one of the situations where you wish the bye week had not been as early and had been a little later? When you got guys that are going to have chronic deals, that they got to manage all year or no?
Well, I think it's just for us, we got to be smart. Last week we weren't in pads. We went no pads. So I think that as we move forward, we just got to make sure that, we're smart in these guys and how they practice. Some guys might not get as many reps. Some guys might not practice on a Thursday. So I think it's important for us to monitor, just hear from Scott and Motto, and then make decisions based off of that.